All right, so let's talk about emotions. How do I switch from classical liberalism to emotions? And I guess this came about from, you know, I encounter a lot of people who think objectivists, that objectivism advocates for this detached, emotionless, cold a view of the world, and the objectivists are these robots that walk around being rational, and think about the old television show, the original Star Trek, one of the greatest television shows ever in my view, partially because it presented this great emotion mind body dichotomy, right? You had Spock, who was pure reason and felt nothing. And then you had the doctor. What was his name? Forget his name. Anyway, you had the doctor who was pure emotion, no reason, right? And the program creates this, you know, mind-body dichotomy, this dichotomy between reason and emotion. And I like it because it gives it an opportunity to deal with some philosophical issues, and it gives it an opportunity to present, in a sense, a philosophical point of view. So it's kind of interesting. And I think a lot of that show dealt with some philosophical issues. And, you know, the sci-fi allows you to do interesting things. And so I'm a fan. So a lot of people, Dr. Bones, that's right, Bones. Bones was his nickname. That's right. They called him Bones. So I often get this question about, well, objectivism, you guys don't believe in emotions, or you don't believe in cultivating emotions. And then from people who are interested in objectivism, I often get the question, well, what is the role of emotion in a human being's life? What is the role of emotion in a healthy human being's life? You know, is reason in conflict, and therefore one should suppress our emotions, one should reject our emotions, and just, you know, reason. It's all about rational self-interest, not about emotional self-interest. And indeed, we make the point of, you shouldn't follow your emotions in seeking your values. You should follow your reason. You should follow rationality. So how does all this integrate? Now, this is a big topic, and we're only just going to touch on it today because I also have to get to this issue of is photography art, which is kind of fun. That'll be short. And also, I actually also want to, one more thing that I want to do, remind me if I forget. I want to say something about Dunkirk, the movie, which I watched last week. So I want to give you a quick review of Dunkirk in addition to that. So let me start by saying, whoa, emotions are incredibly important. Emotions are how, in a sense, we experience life. Emotions are important. I mean, you can't be happy. Happiness is, in a sense, an emotion, a state of being. But what is a state of being? A state of being is the logic sense, the collection of the emotions that you have. It's how you feel about yourself and about the world. Emotions are crucial survival mechanisms. They give you information about you and about how you are responding to the world. And just like pain and pleasure are mechanisms to tell you stay away from, embrace in a sense, this is good, this is bad in some primitive physical sense, emotions are telling you, ooh, something's wrong there. I feel fear, or I feel anxiety, or I feel, and oh, this is great, I feel good. Now, because emotions are not cognition, it doesn't mean the emotion is right. You have to evaluate that emotion. You have to look at the facts of reality and figure out where that emotion is coming from and whether it's right or not, but it's giving you that signal. And that experience of living, and it's so silly to be anti-emotion when emotion is life. It's part of life. It's an essential part of life. It's an essential part of our biology. We have emotions, whether Spock likes it or not. And I love it. How could you not love emotions? I mean, this is what joy is, an emotion. And fear is healthy. Fear is a healthy emotion, right? When something is to be feared, when something is dangerous, you should feel fear. Now, the emotion of fear is not enough to justify not doing something. You have to understand why you're feeling the fear. But the fear is an automatic, quick, almost instantaneous response to something in reality. And that is important in emergencies, but it's also important in living because it tells you something about what you think subconsciously about the things out there in reality that are happening. And sometimes you'll discover that your emotions are in contradiction to your conscious, explicit views about the thing in reality. And that means you have to do some work. Why? So let's step back a minute. What are emotions? Where do they come from? So I'm going to read you Ayn Rand's definition. Emotions are the automatic results. Well, that's not exactly a definition, but emotions are the automatic results of man's value judgments integrated by his subconscious, right? So emotions are the automatic results of man's value judgments integrated by subconscious. Emotions are estimates of that which furthers man's values or threatens them, that which is for him or against him. So emotions are quick subconscious evaluations of reality, of events, of values that are out there. And they are good indicator to you. And this is what makes emotions so valuable. They're indicator to you of whether your subconscious is integrated with your conscious views of the world. I don't know. So you might you might get a thrill every time you see Donald Trump get on stage and speak, and you get this positive emotion. And yet you know how awful a human being and an awful a president he has to be. And yet, emotionally, I love this example. Emotionally, you're responding to him like he's John Galt. Right? Now, that would say there's some issue going on. There's something wrong, even though you could say, well, it's causing me joy. This is a good thing. Joy is a good thing, right? The conflict with your conscious mind has to also cause you anxiety, stress, worry. It's also the case that getting joy out of something that is in reality harmful to you is not going to lead to non-contradictory joy, to consistent joy, to happiness. So I don't get joy when I see Donald Trump. The emotion I feel is disgust, right? Because, you know, on this issue at least, my subconscious and my conscious mind are integrated, right? But think about the importance of justice in the world, for example. I mean, justice is a virtue. The importance of justice is a virtue is you want to stay away from people who will do you harm. And you want to bring close to you people that will contribute to your life because they would add to your life, increase your possibility of happiness, increase your possibility of achieving values, and stay away from people who are going to hurt your ability to be happy and hurt your ability to choose your values. Now, let's say you fall in love with somebody who, when you evaluate them consciously, you find they're not good. That is very dangerous. It's very dangerous for your ability to thrive as a human being because you're getting a positive emotion for something that's bad for you. And that has consequences. Reality is reality. You're not going to change reality based on your emotion. So you're going to suffer the consequences of this person being bad for you, even though in the moment you feel love towards that person. And that requires working on yourself. It requires evaluating your emotion. So, you know, as Ayn Rand says, you know, this is what introspection is about. Introspection is really about asking yourself two questions. It's not easy. It requires effort. Everything about living requires effort. Nothing about living a good, rational, healthy, happy life. It all requires effort. To introspect, you have to ask two guiding questions. What do I feel? What is the emotion? And why do I feel it? And answering the why is very hard. It's very hard. And if, you know, but that's what you got to do. And you got to figure it out. And if you find conflicts, then you've got to think about them and you got to get rid of them. And what happens is that as you make your philosophy more conscious, as you integrate it into your life more, as you integrate your ideas more with one another, as you introspect more about your ideas and about any potential conflict in those ideas, you will find that your subjective, your subconscious evaluations, your lightning-like estimations, start conforming more and more with your conscious evaluations. Now, this happens to us all the time. People do this all the time, whether they, even though they don't think about it. You're in love with somebody and you discover that they've done something horrible. They've cheated on you. And you don't want to have anything to do with them because you understand that they're bad for you. You walk away. Now, sometimes the emotion of love, it takes a while to go away because your mind needs to integrate this new information. It needs to integrate it completely. And as it integrates it, the emotion of love fades away and disappears. And if it doesn't, you're in trouble. If it doesn't, it means there's something else going on. There's some reason why, in spite of the betrayal, in spite of the fact that they've done something really, really bad to you, and assuming it really is really, really bad, it's assuming we're objective about this, then what is going on inside of you? What false premises do you have about yourself, about this person, about the world, about reality that is causing you to continue loving a person who continues to do harm to you? That requires now introspection. But people's emotions change all the time based on new information. So it surprises me when people say, reject this idea that emotions are consequences of ideas that we hold and conclusions that we've come to. Emotions are consequences of ideas that we hold and conclusions we come to. Now, some of those conclusions we came to, for example, when we were very young. And because we came to them when we were very young and integrated them and automated them and brought them into our subconscious, it's very hard for us to undo them because we can't go back and find the experiences and find the exact concretes that led us to those conclusions. To reevaluate them and change them. And it's hard. And this is why some people in some circumstances need to see a psychologist, a psychiatrist, in order to dig deeper, in order to discover the source of these emotions, to discover where they come from and how to change your subconscious. Or you have to do some real introspecting, and a psychologist or psychiatrist can help you do that introspecting. And I think at the end of the day, I think the value of psychology as therapy is in helping you introspect. Because at the end of the day, only you can fix yourself. So it's about helping you introspect and helping you understand where the emotions come from, undo the conclusions you came to that were wrong, and, you know, come to new conclusions. And your emotions will change. They do. You see it every day. New information, new conclusions, change your emotions. Many of you know this, but before I read Atlas Shrugged at 16, I was a socialist and a collectivist and a tribalist and an altruist, a committed altruist, or at least I thought I was. And reading Atlas Shrugged changed that. It didn't just change it intellectually. It changed it emotionally as well. And it took longer for the emotions to change. So I got it rationally. I got Ayn Rand's ideas rationally. I won't say easily, but I got them.